If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everybody, Pete Hegseth here. We're about to land in Washington, D.C. on our way back from Japan, where we've been meeting with the troops, talking to allies and partners, reestablishing deterrence in the Indo-Pacific. It's Sunday, but of course we're still working. I want to show you one thing. It's a new memorandum that's coming out today on combat arms standards. You see, for far too long, we allowed standards to slip and different standards for men and women and combat arms MOSs and jobs. That's not acceptable. We need to have the same standard, male or female, in our combat roles to ensure our men and women who are under our leaders or in those formations have the best possible leaders and the highest possible standards that are not based at all on your sex, if you're a man or a woman. So we're signing this, I'm signing this memorandum today. The services will review, and soon we will have nothing but the highest and equal standards for men and women in combat.
So that seems like it was a long time coming, right? I mean, this is something that we've needed for such a long time. And it's one of the things that, you know, we've talked about quite a bit for years, actually, on this program, the need to really evaluate these standards and, you know, essentially, you know, make sure that our fighting force is in the best shape that it can be in. And the reaction, obviously, from the left, as you can imagine, is glorious and full of weeping and gnashing of the teeth and all of this stuff. It's just, I mean, I don't know how anybody could be, well, I mean, unless you're a leftist, I don't understand how anybody could be against this. This is something that SecDef announced today, and it is the latest from the new Department of Defense. And this is more of what we can expect from the new Department of Defense. And we'll see how this, you know, because obviously you're going to have now as members of Congress come back in to D.C. Everybody's going to be, because they're all coming back, everybody's going to be using this as some kind of, I don't like, they're going to grandstand on it. They're going to grandstand on this to the nth degree. Welcome to the show. Dana Loesch with you. We're at the top here of this very first hour, and this is just one of the things that we're going to get to today. We're also going to be touching on, now that Congress is coming back, we're going to take a look at some of the stuff that they're going to be, hopefully some permanency, that hopefully we can get some movement from Congress on some of these, making some of this permanent. But, you know, we will see. We'll see. So we're going to get into that. Of course, you know, we've had storms blow through. We'll look at all the weather. We're going to look at all this stuff. But first, and then, of course, the Tesla protest across the country. This, though, the equal standards for combat roles, this seems like it's something that's incredibly obvious. It is incredibly obvious. I just can't believe that this is like what you're chuckling over there. Why in the hell are people just freaking out about this?
I don't know. I guess they've been used to the mentally ill way we've been doing it for so long.
Yeah, that could be it. That could be it. Could have some of that. The mentally ill way. It's the idea that we had to reduce this criteria by which we evaluated our soldiers and reduce it in order to accommodate someone. Isn't that making it unequal? I mean, that's not equalizing something is the act of making sure that you can't really do it in this. Equalizing is making it standard all the way around. Standard all the way around is, well, if you're coming into the military, you need to at least be able to do X, Y, and Z. So having these equal standards for combat roles seems like common sense. He said that on X that the services would review the guidance. They want the, quote, highest and equal standards for men and women in combat. And they said that standards have slipped for way too long. It's unacceptable, et cetera, et cetera. And that because of the way that it is, they do have different standards. The U.S. Army decided to make different standards for men and women in Army combat fitness tests. And that was in 2022. There was a study that came out from the RAND Corporation that noted that women failed the test at higher rates than their male counterparts. And that at one point, 65% of women were failing the test at one point. So instead of saying, maybe this isn't a job for women, they decided to lower the standards. I wouldn't want anybody going into the Army with standards low like this, where your life may be dependent upon getting dragged out by a 110-pound woman. Sorry, but you want equality, then you got to have equal consideration. And that's some equal consideration right there. They said female candidates in Army Ranger School were given more chances to pass tests during the so-called RAP week, the first 5 days of Ranger School, they said. And I have friends. I had one friend who actually posted about this, Jenny, who a good friend of ours from St. Louis, Jenny Cruda. She writes, I think, over at Daily Caller and some other place, or Daily Wire. But she had said that the day, and I remember she was on air. I had her on air that day because she's a retired military. And she's always been against women in low, she's always been against, you know, aside from chopper pilot, you know, there's different nuance there. But like on the ground strike teams, no. And she said that lowering the standards is going to absolutely, which it did, undermine lethality. It undermines readiness. Now, it's great that he's doing this, but my concern is what happens in 4 years when he's, well, less than 4 years now, what happens in, you know, three quarter years when Trump is out, heaven forbid, Republicans don't do their job. This goes back, you know, this slides back to what it was. I mean, this is just when you consider that 65% at that point of women were failing these tests, these fitness tests in the Army, that I think that kind of signals that, yes, women are great, but they can't do everything. We can't do everything, and neither can men. I don't know why that's so controversial to say such a thing. I get it that people have ideas in their heads of stuff that they want to do in their lives, but you also have to be realistic. If you have women failing 65%, the problem isn't the test. The problem is your recruits. The problem is that women don't have the same strength as men. I mean, good grief. We all, you know, we all attended school. We all know, we all understand the facts of the matter here. 65%. This isn't like an instance of a bad teacher who made a bad test. This is a standard fitness test. And if you're not able, 65% of women, and then lowering the standards, not now. And then what happens is if there's consequences as a result of lowering those standards, then what ends up happening is it's used by and large not only against lethality and readiness, but how does that undermine cohesion? I'm like thinking, if I was in the field and I knew that if something happened to me, someone would not be physically able to help me because of their smaller stature, etc. I just, if I was a dude, I would find that incredibly disconcerting. Like, what did I sign up for? You signed up to make sure that, you know, you're serving a purpose and that your fellow soldiers have your back. It just seems like these standards don't have the backs of our soldiers. This is not a place where you experiment. This is not a social experiment. It's the military, for crying out loud. It is the military. And I also think that this, because we've had this huge idea, a debate about the draft, right? Or not the draft, the select service cards that all the men have to fill out, which is, you never own your own body. I think that's a ridiculous, outmoded, insanity, big government, FDR type thing. But how, at this point, it's just trans military play. It's cosplay. It's not the same as men. Everyone, if you want lower standards, then you're gonna have to lose something. It just aggravates me. It aggravates me because there are certain things that men can do that women can't. And you are endangering the lethality, the cohesion, the success rate, the mission, the objective, etc. So this is completely, this should be standard operating procedure. We'll come back to it. Also, the big protests that happened, the tens of people. So in my town, there were protests. We have some of the video, I think, although you can't really play. Actually, I don't. Can we show it? Because all these old people were flipping the camera off. Can we show that?
We can show it. We can't play some of the audio.
Okay.
Because, yeah, there's cussing and stuff.
Yeah, we can't. They had all of the communist boomers come out. This is in my town. So I live in a little town called Southlake. Everybody knows because the left and some disgruntled, jealous righties doxed me. So everybody knows where I live. This is my town. And they bust tens of these people in because I'll be honest with you. Now, can I just show this for, keep it on up, Juan, because let me describe what people are seeing. So this is the largest red urban county in all of the United States, the last one. These are literally all old communist boomers. There's like three or four communist boomers that live in my town that organized this. So they had to bus everybody in. They were a bunch of old people standing outside of a vineyard vines. Nothing. It's across from an Apple store. And next to the vineyard vines, if you're looking at the simulcast, which you can see on channel 347X Rumble where the chat is, the little white top, there's the vineyard vines is the brown building. Just down from it, the little white one, that's the Tesla building. So you see, it's not just like a dealership that's in the middle of everything. I know some of the business owners that have businesses next door and near it. They had to close their doors for the afternoon because these old communist boomers just would not move on the sidewalk. You have a lot of families, strollers, young kids that, you know, people like to come out and they like to walk around the square, right? They have mom and pop shops and with big brand stuff, right? So it attracts stuff for the small business and it's a very nicely laid out thing. It's one of the reasons why we like the town and moved here. But they actually had to make these businesses close their doors for the afternoon because these old communist boomers would not get off the sidewalk. They just stood, they're going to be standing there like a bunch of damn morons. They're standing there. And they were cussing at everybody and everything. Absolutely everything. One of my friends who runs a business right by there was there with her young son. And she said that they had to make sure that they were on the other side of the street. They had an errand to run because they were screaming F this and F that and F you in the middle of our town. Because they're mad over Tesla. They're mad because of the car that some people have chosen to drive. That's what these people did. And then when the clock struck noon, they promptly went home because I guess they don't get paid for overtime. We got more because somebody got hit by somebody for being a Tesla owner. Remember when the left wanted you to buy an EV?
Oh, yeah.
Remember when they wanted to make it mandatory? I know. Yeah. It's so great. I love All Family Pharmacy. First off, they made me well, and they made me well fast, and that's all that you care about when you're sick. Look, you know when you're getting sinus infections or if you're getting strep throat, you know what that's like. I mean, especially you get it for like 30, 40 years, you understand what it's like. And, you know, a lot of times if I'm going to big events, I want to take some ivermectin, you know, just as my doctor prescribes, because they work with a doctor, I work with a doctor. All Family Pharmacy bypasses a lot of the red tape infrastructure, and they don't gatekeep with the medicines that the actual government tried to keep from you for several years. They have the ivermectin, the hydroxychloroquine, the antibiotics. They have over 200 different types of medicines, and you can get it simple. It's simple to get, fast and affordable. If you don't have insurance, no problem. They have straightforward pricing, online ordering. Shipping on average is literally like in 2 to 4 days. If you need it overnight, you can get it overnighted. In a pinch, always. Your health is within reach. And you can even get your everyday maintenance medications. They make it so easy. Fast shipping, no hassle. And again, no gatekeepers. But the best part, all made in the USA. There are no inputs from India or China. It's all made in the USA, so you don't have to worry about quality and safety. They have the highest standards. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana for 10% off using promo code Dana10. Don't wait. Be prepared. Protect yourself and your family today. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Coupon code Dana10 to save 10%.
Is Bernie really grassroots or another presidential push? Bernie and AOC have gone on a full propaganda gamut blitz for their fundraising rallies. But some of these attendees were actually paid to be there? Who's really getting paid?
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com.
Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so the S&P 500 slides to the lowest level since before September. Stocks are selling off before the tariff rollout because, remember, tomorrow is the famed Liberation Day.
It's going to be Wednesday.
What is it, Wednesday? Oh, well, yeah, that's right. Well, no, that's right. Yeah, the first. So it's the Wednesday, the second. So we're just days away. So this, I mean, this was, I don't know, the S&P dropped 0.4%. Am I freaking out over 0.4%?
No.
No, I'm not. The NASDAQ fell, NASDAQ composite fell 1.3. Am I freaking out over that? I don't know. No. Dow Jones, what did it slide? 0.3. I mean, the way that they made it sounds like a crash, right? But it's not. So I think everybody needs to chill and not freak out right now. Richard Chamberlain, I almost know who he is. His name sounds familiar, and I think I've seen him before. He looks like the guy who played in Sound of Music, but isn't. The Von Trapp dude, but it's not him. Anyway, he was in Shogun and the Thorn Birds. My mom watched that, so I remembered the Thorn Birds. Anyway, he passed away. Does it count as my three? Do you think so? Because we've had two others, so this would be the third.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yeah, because we had two last week. So, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, all right, that works. Also, now apparently we have to worry about cat flu. I hate everything. Yes, apparently cats got bird flu, and now it's cat flu per this article.
They do eat birds.
Well, yeah, but they said that the cat got fever, stopped eating. The test from the vet came back positive for bird flu. The cat was lethargic, trouble breathing. So if your cat's being weird, take her to the vet. I mean, it's just real simple. You know, I mean, we all have eyes and ears. I don't mean to sound mean, but let's see this. I really don't want to have this headline. So apparently the skanky dating apps that are based upon skankiness, they were exposed and 1.5 million private users have images online. That is some messed up stuff. I don't even want to. And you know what I mean by images?
No.
I'm not talking about like avatars and stuff. I'm not talking about memes.
No.
Way. How much of it, though? Here's the big question. How much of it is Hunter Biden's? And the second part of that is, do you actually want to know? I would say no. I'm interpreting the silence as a no. Police arrested parents for complaining about the school on WhatsApp. Oh, today in Britain. Oh, yes, the parents in Britain at Cowley Hill Primary School. They exchanged messages through the WhatsApp. And the conflict began when the couple began complaining over the education of their special needs daughter. And the Hertfordshire police, they arrested them. They said it was malicious communication. Wow. I would tell them to go do something unflattering to themselves. No free speech there. None. Stick with us. It's our friends over at Super Beats. The Super Barine is a great product. If you've tried the Super Beats Heart Chews, you checked them out, you should really check out the Super Barine. One of their latest products that supports healthy metabolism and healthy blood sugar levels. So your energy, your blood sugar levels, your health, I mean, your metabolism is linked to everything. It's doctor formulated. So it's plant-based and doctor formulated with a unique form of berberine and Italian olive fruit extract. So the unique berberine is clinically studied to deliver nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. So you have fewer pills to swallow. And there's no GI distress either. If you're worried about it causing GI distress, they have their unique formula with the grapeseed extract improves tolerability. You can also get the new Super Barine and the number one best-selling Super Beats Heart Chews at Sam's Club. Visit to purchase for your heart health support and Super Barine for your healthy metabolism and blood sugar support. Start today. Get on the road to better cardiovascular health support from the folks at Human.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Caliber Car Wash gives you more than just a quick rinse. It delivers a next level clean. Right now, you can get your next wash for only $5. Just text Ditch Dirty to 22322 and enjoy savings on the best shine in town. Forget your regular neighborhood wash or the old soap in your garage. Caliber Car Wash goes beyond with high quality service and unbeatable results. Ditch dusty dashes, muddy floorboards, and grimy windshields. Text Ditch Dirty to 22322 for a $5 car wash and visit your local Caliber Car Wash today to experience the difference.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The tariffs will be far more generous than those countries were to us, meaning they will be kinder than those countries were to the United States of America over the decades. They ripped us off like no country's ever been ripped off in history. And we're going to be much nicer than they were to us, but it's substantial money for the country, nevertheless.
So POTUS also says that the secondary tariffs that he's imposing, for instance, on countries that are buying Venezuelan oil, that they've already had a strong effect. He said all the ships left. He said they dropped the hoses right into the ocean and they left. They're not playing. We're not playing no games. We ain't playing no games, is what he said. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the bottom of this first hour. And this all kicks in on Wednesday. And apparently, in addition to the tariffs with as it relates to Venezuela, they were saying that there could be secondary tariffs on Iran as well if they don't make any kind of progress on a deal to end their nuclear program. And POTUS says, you know, he said, I wanted a deal, preferred something to the alternative. Everybody knows what that is. And then he goes, it's not going to be pretty. If basically they don't go along, he said, it's not going to be pretty. Well, and meanwhile, he also hit Zelensky saying he wants to back out of that mineral rights deal, that rare earth elements deal. And he goes, if he does that, he's got some problems. And he also said he's never going to be a member of NATO. If he's looking to renegotiate the deal, he's got big problems. Yeah, Ukraine's not going to be a NATO member. It's just not going to happen. So really the stock market, for all of the headlines, and I feel like the press is really trying to get everybody all amped up and all freaked out, and everybody's going to take their money and they're going to hide it in their bed. Where's your hiding spot for your money? I just realized something right as I was telling this to you guys. I don't have like a special like hiding spot for all of my money. I mean, I've got, you know, like what did our grandmas do back in the day? Like, didn't they put stuff in jars?
Shoe boxes.
Sidebar to my sidebar. Going through your grandparents' stuff after they pass away, downsizing and going, like with my stepdad's mother, going through all of her stuff, that woman had things in stuff in boxes of and with more stuff in it. And then it was like a Russian nesting doll of stuff. The stuffery. It was everywhere. She had stuff hidden everywhere. Just like crazy. I don't have any crazy places. I feel like I should. Like, when does that kick in? When do you start hiding things in crazy places?
It's around 55.
I just realized I need to develop that. My problem is I hide things to save them, and then I totally forget where they are. I do this with Christmas presents all the time. I hide them, and then I totally lose them. No idea where they are. And then I find them a year later. Oh, there! You know, it's so horrible. It's so bad. Anyway, yeah, if you randomly get a gift at some point, it's your Christmas gift. I just found it. It's what it is. Anyway, back to my point. The media is trying to get you so freaked out about all of this. They are so terrible. They want you to make a run on the banks. They want you to flip out. They want you to stop investing. They want you to shut down. They need the economy to be bad. And they're so giddy because they don't understand how tariffs work. And they also don't understand there's a difference between having it as a policy and then using it as leverage, as a tactic to get better policy. There's a major difference. And I feel like some of the people don't understand this. And I feel that way because they don't understand this. It's the truth of it. So, I mean, honestly, 0.3 here and 0.5 there. Kane, that's not a dramatic. That's the way, like when I first saw the headlines, like, oh, the stock market sliding. I'm like, oh my gosh, what happened? How many points?
Do you remember during the Biden administration when we had two negative GDP quarters and they refused to call it a recession? As a matter of fact, they even changed the definition of recession. Remember that? They literally downplayed.
I do, sir.
Actual 15%+ drops in the stock market at that time and didn't call two quarters in a row with negative GDP a recession. That was during the Biden administration.
You are correct, sir. I do remember that. It wasn't a recession. It wasn't a big deal. Negative growth, no big deal, whatever. Huh.
But the stock market does
little
ebb and flow in the stock market. All of a sudden, it's the end of the world.
They're losing their minds. And all of a sudden, when Democrats leave the White House, they turn around and go, have you guys seen those egg prices? What?
They're actually down now.
Well, I know, but you know how they immediately, the second he was out of office, guys seen those egg prices? Why does Trump hate eggs?
It was literally like that. Like November 4th, economy's great. November 5th, oh boy, that economy.
Yeah. Wow. Who knew the economy was so bad? And we're like, yeah, what we've been telling you guys this whole time. We've been telling you. So, I don't know. Elon Musk was in Wisconsin and he's up there. This was one of those races I was telling you about because they're going to gerrymander everything up there. He was talking about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, which we talked about last week. That and the 6th congressional district in Florida. Really interesting ones to watch right now. And he was explaining, too, if they're able to redraw these districts, they're going to gerrymander this all up and they're going to deny. You're going to basically deduct two House seats on the Republican side. There goes that puts us, what, 1+1 in the House?
And it makes no sense because we actually had the population move into these red districts over the last 4 years. We've seen it. They come from California. They come from New York. They come from all these other lefty places. So in reality, we should be getting more representation.
Yeah, well, we should, but it's not gonna be that way. I mean, it's 218 to 215. That literally put. And now, keep in mind, that is already two seats short because you have Waltz and Gates' seat, both out of Florida, because Gates couldn't get over his baggage, and that ended up being totally foobarred. And then Waltz is serving in the president's cabinet. And now that 6th congressional district race that Mike Waltz was in, that they got a guy, who's that rhino's name? He was on the show, Randy Fine. I'll give him credit. Look how nice I am. I am so nice. Can I just take a moment and just appreciate my niceness? Dana, you're so nice. Thank you, me. High fives. So I was high-fiving myself. That's not an air clap. It was me giving myself a high five because I deserve it. He doesn't even live in the district. He doesn't live there. He legit does not live there. How do you run for a district in which you don't even live? If you're in Florida, and you can't get mad at the people in the 6th congressional district in Florida. This is where Republicans just get so stupid. They could have run like an actual conservative, but then they choose that dude, the rhino we had on, Mr. Special Interest Money Taker, and he has foobarred that race to where he's tied with the Democrat. Mike Waltz won that seat by like plus 30. It was like actually 28, I think, plus 28. He won that seat by double digits. And Randy Fine is tied. He's tied. Because he doesn't live there and he's such a bad candidate. And you can't get mad at those voters in that district because they know the Democrat They don't know this guy. He doesn't even live there. I mean, when you put up a bad candidate and you're a Republican, you put up a bad candidate, you can't get mad at voters for questioning why. This is why I get so aggravated. So these two races are important. So he was there. He was in Wisconsin over the weekend. And he was asked, you know, why is it that you're doing what you do? Audio Soundbite 6. Well, he gave an answer to that here.
And I worry generally about the strength of America. You know, America is the central column that holds up all of Western civilization. So if you like, if you've got the temple of Western civilization, America is the central column. If that column fails, it's all over.
And he's right. It's the central column that's holding up all of civilization. And I think that he's a weird protagonist for the right, right? I mean, it's a weird thing. We this is what a coalition looks like, though. And he did hand out checks, etc. He did all that. He also explained that Social Security was a giant Ponzi scheme, which again it was. And he's while this is happening, there were more and more attacks on Tesla owners, pulling up the story. 70-year-old Tesla protester hit a Trump supporter with their car. Why are they old? They're boomer communists. They're not like the boomer hippies that just like stay in the woods and pick mushrooms. They're not like those people. You know, they come in and they watch some Jeopardy, and they never watch Jeopardy. By the way, with anybody over age 70, just don't do it because you're going to lose horrifically. It's sad and makes you question your existence. But this is why Kane doesn't like old people.
That's not true.
So I was talking to the listeners.
That isn't true.
So this 70-year-old, he ran down this Trump supporter outside of a dealership. And the guy said that the Idaho resident, Christopher Talbot, allegedly made an obscene gesture to a counter protester and then drove his car into him. Okay, that's not protected speech, lefties. I don't like you. You can't. That's just not protected speech. That's attempted murder. That's attempted murder. The victim was struck, and then he apparently had just got out of his vehicle when Talbot struck him with his car. And if you had to draw a photo of what the guy looked like, it's exactly what I would do right there. So Talbot was booked in Ada County Jail. He didn't qualify for bond. He's being charged with felony aggravated battery. They don't have the speed at which he hit. Something I was looking at. I'm just kind of curious. Like, do you gun it? I mean, don't. You're going to run down somebody because you don't over Tesla? You people are freaks. These people are freaks. I don't like the Indian on the butter. I'm going to protest. I don't like the black woman on the pancake syrup. They don't want minorities on any products. They hate minorities. They don't want any minorities on any products. They actually literally confiscated the syrup from the black woman, and they confiscated the land from the Indian on the butter box, just like Democrats have done in history. I mean, damn, they got to be consistent with this stuff, even in marketing. Who knew? So this guy's in jail, and there were more. Nobody got run over at the one in my town square, but there were people who I got another one for you. I think we have this audio too. This is another one. This is a different one. Audio soundbite 24. This is a totally different person going ham on somebody over Tesla. Watch.
Take a look at this. This is video from the victim's Tesla camera. It shows a green car pulling up to a Tesla on busy Route 66, then swerving in front to box the Tesla in. The driver then walks over to the 61-year-old woman in the Tesla and reportedly starts hitting her while she's sitting behind the wheel. At one point, the woman says she bit the man's hand. Moments later, the passenger of the green car appears to walk over and pull the attacker away. they finally get back in their car and drive off.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I would have rammed into their car as they were getting into it. Yeah. And I would have, if there was a cliff, I'd have pushed them off it. Not going to lie. Don't listen to me. I'm a horrible little bad voice that's on your shoulder. Don't. I mean, at least for that. That's insane. I mean, I've disliked people's bumper stickers before, and I wanted to peel them off their car when they weren't in it, but I never thought about doing anything like that. Because, see, I like to think I'm a normal, happy person. These people are freaks. Who does this? Who sees what? You know how many? The left was telling you for so long to buy a Tesla. Like, not even just like even a not just any EV, but Tesla. They all went out. I have friends on the left who not friends, family members who purchased Teslas because they wanted them.
You hated the environment if you didn't have one.
Oh my gosh, you hated Mother Earth and all the baby animals. You hate all of them if you did not buy a Tesla. Why do you hate the baby animals? It's just that's the stuff they did. And I don't know. Now I feel like I want to buy one. Is this a giant psyop to get us? Now, think about it. This could be a way to make everybody go out and get a Tesla, get an EV out of spite purchasing.
It's kind of working.
I'm saying, you know, it's making me kind of want to go do that. If that was the end goal, this is a brilliant psyop. I mean, this shows some progression, I think, right? This guy who ran this lady over, or this 33-year-old Robert Antherton. I'm going to use that guy's name. In his green car, he could face up to 20 years in prison. He just not only didn't even know this broad, gets out of his car and just starts wailing on her and the other. This is wild over a Tesla. This is what the left wants. They hate you. This is what the left wants. We have more on the way. I mean, because that's not even the only examples that I have, believe it or not, you know, this weekend. It's kind of wild. As we move, our partners that help bring you the program, it is our friends over at Goldco Precious Metals. And the economy, very slowly, getting back on track. It's a mess. It's like untangling Christmas lights and like the old school Christmas lights, too, you know, with Goldco. Goldman Sachs Research, they've raised their gold price forecast to $3,100 by the end of this year, and that's underpinned by higher than expected demand from central banks. So now is the time to buy, and it's easy and transparent to do so. I've partnered with Goldco to make buying metals simple and hassle-free, and they're a very strong supporter of this program. And they know metals inside and out. Secure your future with Goldco. Investing in metals, it's straightforward and reliable. And they've got over $3 billion in gold and silver secured for hardworking people all over the country. Top-rated company from the start. So act now and request their free 2025 gold and silver kit, and you can learn how to diversify and safeguard your savings today. Diversify your money with time-tested safe haven assets. It's physical gold and silver. Visit DanaLikesGold.com. Join everybody, thousands, who've called Goldco the number one rated gold company. And right now, get that free copy of their 2025 gold and silver kit. And you could also qualify for up to 10% in bonus silver only at DanaLikesGold.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Caliber Car Wash gives you more than just a quick rinse. It delivers a next level clean. Right now, you can get your next wash for only $5. Just text Ditch Dirty to 22322 and enjoy savings on the best shine in town. Forget your regular neighborhood wash or the old soap in your garage. Caliber Car Wash goes beyond with high quality service and unbeatable results. Ditch dusty dashes, muddy floorboards, and grimy windshields. Text Ditch Dirty to 22322 for a $5 car wash and visit your local Caliber Car Wash today to experience the difference.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Shoot at ICE agents on site. That's right.
If ICE agents are trying to take you or a loved one, shoot them on sight. The way they're pulling up, with masks on, with unmarked vehicles, no badge, no nothing, it could be anybody.
No, it couldn't be, because they usually come out with their badges, and they come literally with ICE cars, and just, you know, here's the thought. This is going to be crazy, but maybe come in legally. You know?
Or self-deport.
Yeah, or go back and then try it again legally. Yeah. You know, I mean, they make it easy. Coming up in our second hour, we got all the latest with Liberation Day. So much more. I got some culture stuff, too. Stick with us. What does living better mean to you? Is it more money? A bigger house? Now think about this. What about how you feel physically every day? Life is so much better when you feel good. When you wake up feeling great, you can do more of the things that you love and you're ready to take on the day. If pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help change that. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor supports your body's response to inflammation. And it doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps to reduce or even eliminate it, and it's safe to take daily. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Feel better every day, and you'll live better every day. Trying Relief Factor is easy. Get their 3-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Caliber Car Wash gives you more than just a quick rinse. It delivers a next level clean. Right now, you can get your next wash for only $5. Just text Ditch Dirty to 22322 and enjoy savings on the best shine in town. Forget your regular neighborhood wash or the old soap in your garage. Caliber Car Wash goes beyond with high quality service and unbeatable results. Ditch dusty dashes, muddy floorboards, and grimy windshields. Text Ditch Dirty to 22322 for a $5 car wash and visit your local Caliber Car Wash today to experience the difference.
There is plenty of opportunity, and I've had companies tell us point blank that they're going to have to bring product back here if those tariffs are implemented.
Well, yeah, that looks like what's going to happen. That's UAW President Sean Fain, who, I mean, if we are on the same page of onshoring jobs and manufacturing, then yeah, I get it. But let's not forget, we've kind of been at odds over everything else. Welcome back to the program. Dana Loesch with you. We're at the top of the second hour. Everybody is trying to get you to freak out over Liberation Day, Kane, April 2nd. What can we expect? So what's going to happen on Liberation Day? I mean, now, if you listen to the way the media tells you, and by the way, Dana Loesch with you. Again, good to be with you, top of the second hour. You're going to wake up that morning, and Kane,
yeah.
It's going to be a red sky. Red sky at night, sailor's delight. Red sky in morning, sailors take warning. Right? It sounds like, if you think, Dana, does this eerily sound like the Burbs? Yes, when Ray was talking to Tom Hanks, it does, but let's move past that. You're going to wake up. It's going to be a red sky. And it's going to be raining acid rain. It's going to be doing that.
My Lord.
Yeah. And we're all going to be broke, and there's going to be none of your products coming in. Don't think about ordering Shine or Temu. Not going to happen. Shouldn't be doing it anyway, but definitely not going to happen.
Mainstream media, is that you?
Oh, you're going to go to the bank to get some money, and it's gone, all gone, because Elon Musk ate it all. He went in there and hoovered it all up, or Dysoned it all up. I don't know. Hoovered's better. And then you're not going to have any food. You're going to open your fridge, and the food that literally was just in there is all gone. You know, it's like a rapture, but for all your stuff, you know? And then you're not going to be able to afford anything, and then you're going to die poor, broken, alone. And that's what's going to happen on April 2nd, if you listen to the media.
Does sound believable.
It does, you know.
I mean, man.
Yeah, it does sound believable. Like, your dog will disappear, your kids will hate you, you'll be broke, you know. It's you know, all the calories that you think you worked off at the gym, they're going to come back twofold. Yeah.
Wait, just food's going to disappear, but the fat's coming back?
Yeah. So I'm just saying.
Man.
You know, that's what's going to, if you listen to the left, that's what's the media, that's what's going to happen.
Stupid Trump and his tariffs.
Dang Trump. And it's because of those tariffs. It's crazy. Eggs are going to disappear. Chickens will randomly blow up in the barnyard. That's what's going to happen. Crazy weeping and gnashing of teeth. Lakes of fire. Just horrible. You're going to be writhing on spits. It's just horrible.
We need to make sure whatever happens on April 2nd doesn't happen.
Yeah, that if you're listening to the media, this is what's in store for you when you wake up on April 2nd. You know, makes you want to be against those tariffs, right? And then they're going to come. And then you know what also is going to happen on Liberation Day? If you're listening to the press, you know what else is going to happen? Those Republicans are going to come and take up all your health care. They're going to come and scoop it up and run away with it. Do you know that? Kane, they're going to break into your home and scoop up your health care and run away.
What?
All of it. It's gone.
I mean, after they did it with the ACA?
All your health cares are gone.
After the ACA did it, they're going to do it again?
Uh-huh. Yep, they're going to, yeah, that's right. And then your Social Securities are gone. They're going to scoop that up and take that away. I don't know. That's what the media says, all because of Trump's tariffs. That's what I'm told.
I mean,
right?
They are betting 1,000 as far as truth.
You know, I'm saying, the media, rarely are they wrong, you know. I mean, they wanted you to freak out and have a stroke this morning over a 0.3 dip. I mean, it just, you know, horrible. Your life alerts won't work anymore. You know, coming up on April 2nd, if you hit that button thinking someone's going to go, ma'am, are you okay? It's not going to work because Trump's tariffs. Horrible things, right? It's going to be, it's going to be horrible. I mean, if you believe the left, if you believe these things that they're telling you, or not, or, now just hear me out, or they're not going to do that. That's not going to happen. It's actually not going to be that. It might be like a 0.5 or a 0.3 dip in the, you know, the S&P or the NASDAQ here and there. But again, it's one thing if this is just the policy. It is another thing if it is a tactic in obtaining better policy. And the left, just like they don't want to pay attention to the phrase illegal immigrant, they like to conflate all of this as well. So I don't want you to think that I'm downplaying any kind of concerns. I just don't care. It's just the truth of the matter, you know. And I share this story with you. This guy has been complaining. Do you know John Boyega, the actor? He was in the imaginative Oscar-winning Star Wars The Force Awakens, where they take this chick from literally out of nowhere and they make her into somebody who's apparently better, like, immediately than Luke Skywalker ever was, somebody who is immediately better than even Darth Vader ever was, than even the Sith Lord himself, out of nowhere. You might say a Mary Jane. You would, yes. But remember that one? And then he was in it for a little bit. Remember him? So when they came out with The Force Awakens, it was really, because in order for films to be released in certain countries, you have to, like particularly China, if you want access to all of their screens, and they have a lot of screens, then you have to jump through a lot of hoops, and you've got to do a lot of stuff in order to access that. And they did it. They made sure that China was happy. And one of the things that China had requested was because they're, the CCP, the Communist China is super racist. And I don't say that the way that the left says everything racist. I mean, they really do hate black people. They are so racist. Go back and look at what happened to black people during COVID with the CCP. Just go read some of those fun stories. It is crazy. The CCP is hyper, super legit racist, right? And one of the conditions that they had with Disney, and this was a huge thing when it happened, they had John Boyega erased from all of their marketing materials. Now, he was a pretty central character in The Force Awakens, right? So he was removed from their promotional materials. And he complained about Disney Benthany, and they did that. They did that to him. And so he complained about it, you know, understandably. And I haven't really seen, you know, he hasn't done a lot. He seems to have a chip on his shoulder a little bit. He now says, let me pull this story up. This is out of Variety. And I think this is, I mean, there were a lot of people upset, by the way, when Disney wrote his, when they literally CCP washed his character out of all the promotional materials there. Now, he says this, quote, "Star Wars is so white that a black person existing in it is a big deal." He says, "Toxic fans are okay with us playing the friend, but we can't touch their heroes." That's what he said. He said, quote, "Let me tell you, Star Wars always had the vibe of being the most whitest, being in the most whitest elite space." He says, "It's a franchise so white that a black person existing in it was something." James Earl Jones, Samuel L. Jackson, Billy Dee Williams would love to, their legacies would love to have a word. And then he said that, they can play the best friend, but don't touch their, what are you talking about? What is he talking about? Why is he so mad? Nobody in the United States whitewashed him out of promotional materials. That was done for the CCP. I don't know why he's all like he's still complaining about this or about going on this race. He didn't even get it right the first time. He got mad at Disney when they whitewashed his character out of it. But then now, like, apparently it's everybody's problem. It's everybody's issue. That's him there. That's John Boyega there. So I mean, and he's a good actor. He's been in a couple of other things. Wasn't he in that one, the one film where they had, like, the two robots that battled all this? I don't remember, the Jaegers. I don't remember all that. Remember that? That was, like, I think it was loosely based on anime. Anyway, long story short. So he's complaining about this, and he's bringing up, making this, like, a racial thing, which I don't understand. Because again, when the people who erased him out, it was the CCP, and a lot of people here in the United States were upset about that. There's only so many main characters to go around, right? You have Darth Vader, and then you have Luke Skywalker, and then you have Princess Leia. What is he mad about? I mean, the guy of guys was voiced by James Earl Jones, and he turned out to be a hero in the end. What are you talking about? Where do these, he's got a chip on his shoulder, honestly. If you want better roles, maybe, here's the thought, be a better actor. No one's canceling you because you're black. It's probably because you're not a good actor. You need to be a better actor. You should be as, your acting should be louder than your bitching about it. Just saying. That let that talent speak for itself. Good heavens, these people. It's always with something. All right, so we got Liberation Day. I don't know if you probably don't like follow a lot of this stuff with, and we'll talk more about this also with Stephen Yates coming up, as it relates to France and some of the stuff that's been happening over there. You know, in a number of these European countries, you've had a major conservative movement underway. You have AFD in Germany. You have more towards their constitution, not ours, conservative candidates in Hungary. The Socialist Party had major defeats last election in Spain. Italy now is the conservative leader of the EU. France had some pretty humiliating defeats, and it busted up their parliament coalition. And with France, too, here's what's crazy. So the party of Marine Le Pen, and she is a conservative, a big conservative in France, she, looking at all the polling and all the metrics, she stands to win in 2027. their presidential election in France. Emmanuel Macron is so just defeated right now. Conservatives are making huge inroads. A lot of it has to do with immigration and finance. Well, there was new polling that was published. She's beating everybody. She is the number one candidate right now in France, and she's going to win. Now, guess what? They trumped her that they're going to find her guilty of embezzlement or something. I mean, it's a sham persecution. We're going to talk more about this because they're trying to keep her off the ballot in 2027. She's going to win. You think, by the way, she's been fighting the socialists in that country for 2 decades. She's not going to be stupid and do something so dumb that they would be at first off. But number two, this is an absolute witch hunt. We're going to talk about this more coming up here. We got to get moving. Our partners, the non-firearm, it's Byrna-Gun. You've heard me talk about Byrna before. I always think it's good to have a diversified implements for self-defense. And I'm always going to carry a firearm, and I have zero issues using lethal force at all whatsoever to protect myself or my loved ones. So that being said, I'm not able to carry everywhere. I have friends that live in New York and D.C. They're not able to carry everywhere. They, you know, have big kids. They got big kid jobs. They got to go to work. And municipal restrictions, you guys know the drill. The Byrna-Gun shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can disable threats from up to 50 feet away. It's a good deterrent. And the best-selling model is the Byrna SD, right? There's no recoil. There's no background check. It's illegal in all 50 states. It doesn't care about gun-free zone signs. And there's no permits, nothing. It ships right to your door. You can choose your model, the color. There's different projectiles and accessories there. So for my friends who are barred from their constitutional rights by, you know, living and working in D.C. or Manhattan, they do carry Byrna-Guns because you guys seen the crime rate for those cities. They don't want to be left a statistic. You carry blades. You have rifles and pistols. You have all different calibers. It's good to have diversity. So reevaluate your self-defense plans and options. Visit Byrna.com/Dana. That's BYRNA.com/Dana. That's where you get 10% off your purchase.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So apparently Roger Daltrey is pretty much deaf and blind. He says that he revealed a devastating health battle on stage during a charity concert. Roger Daltrey of The Who. And he said that in this piece over at The Sun, which buried the lead 7 paragraphs down, he said that he's also going blind. So he's like deaf. Now he's going blind. And he says, Fortunately, I still have my voice because then I'll have a full Tommy. So that's, there you go. So he's got, at least he's good natured about it. I thought this said meth. The headline, using a tiny bit of meth may improve heart health. You can see now why I was pausing. According to, you know, I was going to say, honestly, it's 2025. If you put that, I'd be like, yeah, that tracks. You know, I don't know. A study suggests a new measure that looks at your daily heart rate per step, or DHRPS. It's called DHRPS. What are your DHRPS today?
I don't want to know my DHRPS.
Yeah, I don't care about this story because it's just, it's health stuff. I'll die when I die. Just, I'll get a body scan. Just let me know. I'll die when I die. No, they said that you can monitor cardio. Your daily heart rate per step gives you insight into how efficiently your heart is working, according to some smart people who researched it. And so apparently that's the measure that you got to use. So there we are. Let's see. Elon Musk said he sold X to his AI company. So it's still the same owners. One dead after a plane crashed into a home in Minneapolis in a suburb of Brooklyn Park. That's horrific and very scary. And a United flight collided with a kite.
What?
Brand new incident at Reagan National Airport. I mean, it's a kite. And why? Who is flying a kite right by an airport? And who? And I find that boring. If you like flying kites, that's great for you. But you're just putting some up in the sky and staring at it. You know, I don't know. It's, you know, Like paintball sounds way more fun.
Good for Benjamin Franklin.
Yeah, well, we're past those days now. You know, we're here in the future. Just saying. We got a lot more in store, including some of the latest with I Got Culture for You and also immigration. Stick with us. Our partners that help make the program possible. Our friends at Kel-Tec, the PR-57 Rotary Barrel Pistol, chambered in 5.7. One of the latest offerings from our friends over at Kel-Tec. And this is incredibly innovative because it's super light and super thin. It's like 40% lighter than the next lightest 5.7 that's out there. Two different ways they achieve this. The innovative rotary barrel, making it the lightest 5.7 on the market. And it has a unique top loading design that replaces traditional magazines with stripper clips for slimmer carry profiles and a 20+1 capacity. Built to perform, engineered for simplicity and reliability, quickest and easiest field strip available. And this is something you actually can carry because it's so light and thin. Also, everybody can afford it. MSRP is only $399. So get the first of its kind, Kel-Tec PR-57 Rotary Barrel Pistol, chambered in 5.7. Visit KelTecWeapons.com to learn more. Innovation Performance Kel-Tec, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
On the go and need a quick news fix with a fun twist? Follow Dana's Absurd Truth Podcast for bite-sized, informative episodes perfect for your busy schedule on Apple or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, everybody. Here with my friend Beto in the great state of Texas with a couple thousand of our friends who just simply wanted their member of Congress to come out and listen to them, and they don't want to do it.
And if the member of Congress is not going to show up, then Governor Walz, myself, these great folks from Powered by People, the folks in Fort Bend County, everyday Americans, Republican, Democrat, Independent, will show up and we'll take the power of the people back. And we're going to save this democracy. So I could not be more happy and more grateful to this guy for making the trip to Texas and showing up for us. Thank you.
We're glad to do it. Nobody's to Texas, Tim Walz, and making me relevant again, even for a half second, says Beto. Beto O'Rourke. The guy whose dad literally admitted that he gave him a Hispanic nickname to be more appealing to voters because he just thought his dad, a judge, thought he was just going to hand over that, like, you know, a dynasty. Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour. I don't know why they're together. They're amplifying the stupid. What?
You didn't see how authentic that friendship is?
They're so authentic. They look like they've known each other. Two bros hanging out. What? Just some couple of bros. Hanging out there, wherever they're hanging out at. I forgot about Beto. I had forgotten about him.
Yeah, we all did.
And then Tim Walz is here. They come together. They're like the same person at different points in the time continuum. All right? They're the same person, just different points in the time continuum. You have David Hogg, who is the first iteration, then it's Beto O'Rourke, and then it's Tim Walz. They're the same person, just different points. And Beto O'Rourke is still, I don't know how you can look so thirsty, meaning desperate for attention, by just standing there and talking. But he does. He gives off that vibe, doesn't he? I will never forget, after he lost Beto, don't remind me. It's not important, but I can't remember which race it was because he lost like all these races in a row. And then he thought, I'm going to go on the road and go find myself and then upload dispatches from the road. You guys remember all of that? So that's what he did, right? He went on the road and he was going to, give these like little camp letters from camp while he was on the road. And he's like, yeah, he just left his kids with his wife and took off. Now, keep in mind, this is a guy who's never worked a job that he's gotten himself. He works with his wife's family's furniture business, I think. And his dad had always gotten him a job. The reason, I mean, if you read the reporting, remember he got hit with a DUI and they said he was trying to flee the scene. And his dad was apparently instrumental in getting all of that taken care of. Kane says that Beto looks like a young John Kerry. John Kerry, who also grifts off as a married. Yeah, I agree. John Kerry is, ew. He's kind of like a...
It looks like Beto would graduate into a John Kerry type character.
I don't think he would ever win a Senate election, though. I don't think Beto could even go to a Democrat state and win an election. He just isn't likable. There were a lot of women that thought, it's just gross. He's gross. When the left sits here and they talk about toxic masculinity, I don't believe that it exists. But if I had to be pressed to say that it did, I'd point to him. That's toxicity. A guy who just, I'm going to go find myself after I lost like two or three elections, left the kids with the wife and hit the road. Jeez. Remember when he did a picture with his dog and his dog acted like he didn't even like him? So he's there with Tim Walz because they're that desperate. That's how desperate they are right now. They're all fighting for control of the Democrat Party, and they're so desperate. They're trying everything that they can. Even bringing back him. I'm waiting to see Wendy Davis. Beto O'Rourke was a guy who they ran him as a way to seed the ground for more voters. That's ultimately why he was a thing. If he was a thing, that's the reason why he was seeding voters, and he believed his own hype. If that's all they have to offer, I'll say this: Democrats have a big problem ahead of themselves. Well, they have a big problem they're dealing with right now. They are in a fight. It's a fight for the direction of their party. It's a fight for the spiritual soul of their party, and they don't know really what to do. They have no idea. That's why you see the Jasmine Crockett's and fighting with the people like Chuck Schumer, and then you have the AOC's. AOC is just, she's taking the safe track and going with Bernie, because Bernie's kind of outside the whole construct, and so she just went outside of it. By the way, speaking of Jasmine Crockett, can we play? Kane's laughing. Do you know what I want? Let's play audio soundbite 11. Let's do this. Boy, you're going
to
want to hear
and
this.
And if we continue to put people into office, and that even means some of our skin folk who definitely are not our kin folk, such as Byron Donalds, who are going to continue to say that, like, I mean, the fact that you sitting around talking about life was better under Jim Crow, like, is this because you don't understand history? Or literally, it's because you married a white woman, and so you think that whitewashed you. I'm not really sure, like, what it is. But
you
didn't
be married to a white woman under Jim
Correct.
Crow.
Correct. And it took Joy to call him out. So I'm like, bro, like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you saying? Like, he's just out here. You know, I feel like they give him his talking points, and he's like, yes,
she's
master,
like a
I got
black Klansman. Well, good grief. What in the world? I mean... She really is trying to, she's trying to be that Maxine Waters. She's trying so hard to be her. When you are this crazy, you make yourself irrelevant. I don't think that she's moving the needle for anybody at all. I mean, she's not moving. She's not winning over moderates. She's not winning over independents. And she's clearly a racist. Absolute racist. That's ridiculous. Calling out somebody because they married a white woman. And why is she so invested in his marriage? Why does that matter? It's 2025. I mean, why do you have plantation mentality? Good grief. Just when I think she can't go low, she goes lower. That's the left. I mean, I think she should talk even more than she's talking now. I want to hear more from her. Love it for the Democrats. I love that for them. That's such a great journey for them, right? Just think of all the promotional materials. It's amazing. No one else in the party, though, will check her. Why is that? Have you noticed that? Not a single person in that party has been like, can you maybe stop? Can you calm down a little bit? Ma'am, this is a Wendy's. Can you just maybe not do that? Be great. It would be great. I wanted to bring up this story, too. I had this saved from last week. And it had to do with firearms in the Caribbean. Now you're going to be like, well, Jana, what? They're trying to say, first off, they're trying to go after American manufacturers through this. So Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, he's been, like, I think, absolutely everywhere. And he was in Jamaica for work to talk about gun running, because there is a major problem, and a lot of it is centralized, not really like so much in Venezuela, but in Haiti. This has been a problem. If you've listened to the show for any period of time, you've heard us discuss this. So he was there in Jamaica, and they were talking about the global war on gangs. And he was saying that there has to be more done to stop the flow of firearms. This is all black market stuff, by the way. That's why it's black market, because they're trying to evade the laws that are already in place. And you can't make it illegaler, right? Does that make sense? So the firearms that have been popping up in the Caribbean, a lot of them have been coming from U.S. ports, right? And they're saying, like, the Compass was saying that 75% of some of these offenses could be linked, you know, to originating in the U.S. or whatever. And they may have, but again, this is black market. The way that the press talks about it makes it so confusing, because they're acting like these are somehow legit sales. Like, gun manufacturers are just selling guns to Haitian gangs. It's not really at all how it's working. I mean, a lot of this stuff, if they were, I mean, it's either they were stolen, they were acquired versus, you know, on the black market. I don't think this isn't an issue of sales, because that's all, again, done outside of the law that exists. Now, if you have exports of arms like this, and you're going through that process, you have to go through the State Department. Otherwise, the State Department has to sanction all that stuff. That's just the way, that's the process. Clearly, people supplying guns to gangs aren't going through those processes. I'm so shocked that the criminals aren't going to follow the laws, that they're the criminals in their pursuit of violating an even greater law are not following the smaller laws. Wow, right? So I don't know why the ATF isn't looking at that. If they're a department that wants to do something, that's something that they should be looking at, because a lot of the stuff, like for instance, as it particularly relates to Haiti, there have been a lot of guns coming in from Haiti into islands, into Jamaica, into Dominican Republic, into Turks and Caicos. Now, the reason I bring up this story is because, especially as it pertains to some of these other islands in the Caribbean, why is Marco Rubio there and not somebody from the UK? And here's why. These nations are all Commonwealth nations. These islands in the Caribbean. And yes, we have our Coast Guard and our National Guard and all this stuff that go miles and miles out. But these countries all fall under the Association of the Commonwealth. So you have England, you have Great Britain, you have the UK, and you have the Commonwealth. And those are all different collections of nations with each one. The Commonwealth, you have preferred trading. You're a preferred trading partner. There's economic attributes that are shared. And you also have defense, right? Shared defense is also part of being a member of the Commonwealth. And for instance, like Turks and Caicos Islands, member of the Commonwealth, their crime has tripled because they are getting an influx, and they've had a problem with illegal immigrants coming in from Haiti for so long. I told you guys the story. Just bear with me if you've heard it. Because we always used to go to Turks and Caicos Islands. They actually upgraded the warning level for tourists there now because of all this stuff. And Turks and Caicos Islands used to be able to, even if you wanted to stay at a resort, you could leave the resort and you could go anywhere. You know, you could go into town. You could go to like one of the conch shacks. You could go anywhere. And it was totally safe. It's becoming so much less safe. Nobody does that anymore. And talking with a lot of, we going there for so long, we got to know a lot of people who live there, and even people who are active within the government. And they're all livid because they're trying to do as much as they can as it pertains to illegal immigration, but they can only do so much when they're just getting overwhelmed. We were on the beach one time, my oldest son and I, and there was a boat coming in from Haiti, and they had like over 50 illegal immigrants on it. And they had no idea if they had drugs, guns, or weapons. You have no idea, right? You have no clue. A boat of people, and they were mostly males. They were like 99% males. I think there was one female, all men. coming into your small island, you know, and you have to regulate who comes into your island and who doesn't at TCI because you have resources, not just, you know, water, but power, etc. And I watched as like, you know, all these super kitted out law enforcement came out of the woodwork and the plants and everything. I mean, just appeared on the beach. And I asked one of them, I'm like, I'm not like, you know, I told him, I said, I'm not, you know, freaked out by you know, I actually feel safe because you have all this, but what's happening? And that's when they said, well, nothing to worry about, but it's a huge boat coming in from Haiti. Well, I was talking to some friends of ours last time we were there, and they said that that used to be maybe one boat every, maybe once or twice a week, right? That they would have to repel or they would take them into custody. And they did. They took everyone into custody and sent them back. Now it's like multiple times a day. Multiple times a day. They're running drugs. They're running guns. Everyone now, they said everyone on that island, native from TCI, everybody has been touched by violence or death because of the gangs and drug violence coming in from Haiti. Now they're angry because they're a Commonwealth nation and they're saying the Commonwealth is doing nothing. So my question is, why is it just Rubio there? Why isn't someone from the British Commonwealth there? Because this is your issue. Why are you not getting, these are your Commonwealth nations. Why are you not getting this stuff under control? Because it can't just be the U.S. all the time. We have a lot more in store. We have Florida Man coming up as well as we move our partners, folks who help bring you the program. It's the IRS dealers, the people who defeat the IRS. It's Tax Network USA. You do not want to deal with the government's extortion agency, the IRS, which is the largest collection agency in the world, alone. If you have back taxes, if you have unfiled returns, you do not want them to wait to come after you because they will. And getting ahead of it is a smart move. Never contact them alone. Now, this is where you have Tax Network USA that steps up. Not all of these tax resolution companies are even remotely the same. Schedule a complimentary consultation today. Don't wait. Talk with a Tax Network USA strategist. Call 1-800-958-1000. Visit tnusa.com/Dana. They have direct access to the IRS. They also know who to call and who to not, who to avoid and who they can lean on. They have proven tax resolution strategies, whether you owe $10,000 or $10 million. They have tailored strategies designed to settle your issues in your favor. These are experienced experts that you can trust. Risk-free solutions that will help you reduce or eliminate entirely your debt. But you got to give them a call today. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 1-800-958-1000 or visit tnusa.com/Dana. Don't let the IRS's aggressive tactics control your future. That's tnusa.com/Dana.
How do we fix the wounds dividing America? Pastor Alan Jackson has the answer.
Well, I think the reason we've been silent for so long, while our country's been pilfered and pulled apart, is all of our groups have gotten little pieces of the pie. And we're afraid we'll have to forfeit our little special side deal, our side hustles. And so we just don't say anything. But we would all be stronger if we'd come back to the truth.
Subscribe to Culture and Christianity, an Alan Jackson podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so we got a Florida woman who got into some major, major trouble. So this Florida woman was slapped with a felony charge because she vandalized a Tesla with a large wad of chewing gum. Yamaris Marrero was initially charged with felony criminal mischief, and the Sentry camera system caught her. It was in the JCPenney parking lot at the mall in Miami-Dade, according to Local 10. And she was pictured literally just sticking it on the vehicle. She's 45. How in the hell is she 45 also?
45?
Hate ages you, dude.
Wait,
they
she?
Totally. Huh?
You said she?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a chick. Oh. I don't think she's trans.
I guess I was
blurred vision when I first looked at the photo.
She's not the most attractive woman, you know. Hate ages
I thought that was a guy for a second, honestly.
I actually don't hate her undercut. I just hate her face. I don't like her face.
I just hate her face.
Like it. I'm not a fan. Anyway, so she, 45 years old, Hallandale Beach. She got caught by a mall security guard. Now, the left is livid because they're saying, I can't believe that you gave her, that she has a felony for chewing gum. Y'all need to be holding your horses because y'all remember those kids in D.C. that left tire marks on the rainbow crosswalk, the pride crosswalk, and they were trying to, maybe it was in Florida. They were trying to find the kids that left tire tracks on the crosswalk that was on the street. And they were trying to ruin those kids' lives and give them felonies. Remember that? Yeah, I ain't going to hear it. I am not even going to hear it from these people over this. Not one bit. So she's going to have a record now. That means she's also a prohibited possessor. Just saying. I know. I'm just saying right there. We are out of time. So coming up, Stephen Yates is going to be joining us in our third hour. We got a lot in store. Stick with us. Gold prices have surged over 40% since January 2024, consistently reaching new highs. According to Goldman Sachs research, the upward trend is expected to persist due to strong demand from central banks. It's stuff like this that's made me take action and why I've bought precious metals like gold and silver. I've partnered with a great company that makes it super easy to buy. Easy, transparent, and simple. And that company is Gold Co. They're a huge supporter of this show, and they're the best at what they do. And right now, you can get a free 2025 gold and silver kit jam-packed with critical information about buying precious metals. It was a huge help, not just for me, but to all of you if you do this. And for my audience, you could also qualify for up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. It's a really great deal, so don't miss out. Visit DanaLikesGold.com to learn more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, isn't it shocking how much violence and hatred is coming from the left? I mean, isn't it supposed to be the party that they claim to be the party of empathy, and yet they're burning Teslas and shooting up dealerships and calling for the death of the president and me? I'm like, guys, you know, this is insane. Like,
yeah, but that's what they're doing. That's who they are. That's exactly who they are. That's the left. Elon Musk is shocked by this. We've seen this for a while. Those of us who've seen it since, like, going back to the Occupy Wall Street days, we've seen it for quite some time. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this first hour here on the program. Happy Monday. Getting your week started correct. Getting you set up. And, oh, yeah, we played all of the, I think we had the video of all the ones that were in my town. There was apparently at least, what, four instances. There were protests over the weekend, but there were a couple of other instances over the weekend, too, where somebody got hurt because of how they were driving a Tesla. I think Tesla owners need to arm themselves. This was in my town square, and it was all, this is when they started going home. And at noon, they stopped. They promptly stopped at noon. And the Tesla is in like a, it's set up like it's, our town square is like an almost an old 1950s style development. I mean, they did it to throw back to Main Street USA. And yeah, there's all the old boomers, the commie boomers that are leaving. Not the peaceful hippie ones that stay out in the woods and, you know, like they ground cane, is that what they call? Grounding and pick them like mushrooms. Basically, little happy hippies, Snow White hippies out there talking to the animals. These are not them. These are the mean commies that are mean to people and cuss at everybody. There were business owners that had to close their doors there. They're standing by a vineyard vines. They weren't even in front of the Tesla. So the Tesla building, if you're watching this video, is if you see the brown building with the blue awnings, that's the Vineyard Vines. And right next to it, there's a white, you can see a white strip right between the tree and that brown building. That's the Tesla. It's actually kind of a small showroom. That's the Tesla. So it's, there's no parking really in the front. And they were all there right in front of the Vineyard Vines. Okay, well, all the moms, Vineyard Vines, it's a Saturday. All the kids are going, you know, with the moms in the spring break, they're all going into the Vineyard Vines. Not my jam, but they go in there, right? They're going. And there were people, there were businesses that had to, some of them had to close their doors because these people were so, like, just nasty, cussing, screaming at people. Mean people. We can't even really play any of the audio. I have other video, but we can't show it to you because they're, some of them have cuss words on their placards that they wrote, and everybody's given the finger. I think that one guy's actually given the finger in the video. Everybody, like, that was their favorite thing to do. A sea of, you know, commie hippies out there giving the finger. Anyway, so that was in my town over the weekend. And then they all left promptly at noon. There's no overtime pay. Then they all leave. And that made me wanted to buy a Tesla. Was that, I don't know. I feel like if I was a company owner, just hear me out, I would want it to look like people were protesting and telling you not to purchase my product so that the reverse psychology would work and you would actually want to purchase my product. Right?
Right.
That's how it goes. That sounds right. Just saying. I'm going to talk to Stephen Yeats about this, but what's going on in France right now is insane. And it's one of those things that, yes, I'm actually concerned about it. And I think that you need to also be as well, because it is a way to, it's basically the socialist, the Marxist, the people in the EU trying to stop the conservative movement in France. And in the press in Europe, and I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who was born in a socialist country in the Eastern Bloc. And, you know, they was young when the country pushed back against Russia. And anyway, she was discussing how what's happening over there. That's exactly, she's like, that's exactly what they do. That's how it's done. They'll do anything that they can to stop you from ascending. This sounds just like what they were doing to Trump in New York. Remember the case with Trump in New York? That was one of the stupidest things I've ever seen in my life. They were trying to fabricate what could best be described as a disagreement about bookkeeping. And even if it was a legitimate misdemeanor. And the reason I posed the scenario like that is no other prosecutor wanted to take this case because none of them thought it was actionable. So they had to get what's-his-face up there, Alvin Bragg, to do it. At best, a disagreement about bookkeeping. And even then, even if it was a misdemeanor, the statute of limitations had already run out on it. But what they concocted, if you remember, is an unnamed second crime that they were trying to use as a way to justify the elevation of this to felony level. Now, in New York, they have a different law there where if you commit one crime that's a misdemeanor, you got a misdemeanor, fine. But if that crime is committed in the commission of hiding another crime, even if that other crime is a misdemeanor, then the prosecutor can elevate that to a felony. So in order to get that felony charge on Trump, they had to create out of the ether a mystery second crime that they never actually stated what it was in the charging documents. And if you remember, also the jury, and Lorraine wrote about this over at Chapter and Verse, the jury was instructed to not give attention to or give consideration to the nature of the crime that was the secondary mystery crime. Just know that there was a crime that was committed. That's what the jury was told. So they could fabricate even with the expired statute of limitations, so they could try to elevate that to a felony, right? That is some witchery. Okay. That's like a Rube Goldberg thing to try to, you know, so they could say he's a convicted felon. Well, they're doing the same thing in France with Marine Le Pen, who is leading every poll. France, Their socialists got their backsides kicked in their last election. They're getting gutted slowly but surely. The French are tired of it. They're tired of it. They're tired of the deluge of illegal immigration. France isn't French anymore. They're tired of it. They're tired of people coming into the country illegally. They're tired of the taxation. They're tired of all of it. And so Marine Le Pen and their conservative party have been making a lot of gains in that nation. And so now they've been accusing her, Marine Le Pen, because she's poised to win the presidential election in 2027. So they were accusing her of impropriety with finances, with European money, which is weird because the head of the EU, Ursula von der Leyen, she is being investigated over like the past year. She's under investigation for financial impropriety. She's like super far left. And apparently, you know, she also has refused to provide the court with information, texts, discussions about her $35 billion Pfizer deal as well. So she's super far left. So they're kid gloving it with her because she has the right politics. They fabricated this just out of the ether with Marine Le Pen. So they're trying to trump her in France. And they want her, they want an immediate 5-year ban. A guilty verdict would mean an immediate 5-year ban from holding any public office at all whatsoever. So they, by doing this, they effectively get her out of contention. This is, they found her guilty. They said she was guilty. I don't know how. They found her guilty of embezzlement of public funds, and they banned her for 5 years running in elections. That's awful convenient, isn't it? I know. They said that no one was judged for having done politics, but yeah, that's not even, and no. So they gave her a 5-year ban on running for office. It means it goes into effect immediately. So that means the 2027 French presidential election that she is literally in the lead and will win. That's not up for debate. She will win it. She's barred. They also gave her a 4-year prison sentence, 2 of which will be suspended. She got a $100,000 fine. Obviously, she's going to appeal. And if she appeals the jail sentence, the sentence is inapplicable at this point, the way that I understand it. Their appeals process is apparently super stupid. I'm not even going to pretend to understand it. Their appeals process is very, very convoluted. But it's this, and it's very time consuming. And that's why they wanted a 5-year ban on her running for political office. That even they wanted that to be concurrent even with the appeals ongoing. How crazy. But here's what's weird. She can keep her parliamentary seat. They just don't want her running for president. I mean, the appeals can take years over there, but the 5-year ban, that kicks in immediately. And that's even while she's going through the appeals process. None of the other sentence is applicable because it is rendered inapplicable during an appeals process, except for that. They got that to where that has to stick. So only one part of the penalty actually can apply, but the other parts, nah, they don't care. That's what it's all about. They are murdering. You want to talk about killing democracy? The French socialists are actually killing democracy in France right now. That is precisely what they're doing. This is unbelievable. They're trying everything that they can. Now, this one of the things to note, and I'm pulling this up, and obviously, you know, the European media is, you know, they're just they're so excited about this. They've been running headline after headline after headline after headline. They had, wasn't their sitting prime minister, let me pull this up. I think their sitting prime minister actually, didn't they get prosecuted for pretty much this, for embezzlement? I believe so. So, just pulling on me. Oh, no. So, I just think this whole thing is, it's all on purpose. It's all by design. It is 100% by design. And the fact that it's happening and they're trying to, like with the sentence and the penalty, and this is inapplicable because the appeals, but this one sticks. there's a major double standard because they've had people that they've prosecuted before for the same for embezzlement, and there wasn't this kind of penalty associated with it. And the judge, they released a statement, and this is from The Guardian, regarding their decision to have this ban go into effect immediately. And they said the court took into consideration the major disturbance of public order if a person is already convicted was a candidate in a presidential election. So they act like they're the ones who are saving the democratic process, which is insane. I mean, this they're trying to rob a free and fair election is exactly what they're doing. I mean, even The Spectator asks, is France actually still a democracy? They're asking this right now because of this story, and they have every right to. We're going to ask this as Stephen Yates as well, because this will change some things dramatically over there. The people who help make the program possible, it's our friends over at Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone provider that is around. And over at Patriot Mobile, you're going to, well, first off, you're just going to get the best price possible and you're going to get the best service. Patriot Mobile has the best service. They operate on all the three major networks. So no matter where you are, you're covered and it's affordable. They have plans for everyone, businesses of all sizes, families, the whole nine yards, singles, dinks, whatever it is. They got something for you. They have data plans to fit your lifestyle. And they also, you can put two numbers on two networks on one phone. Big carriers cannot do this. This is exclusive to Patriot Mobile. So you can add two numbers on two networks on one phone. Nobody else can do that, but Patriot Mobile can. They also have flexible, unlimited data plans designed to fit your lifestyle. They have seamless switching. Keep your number, upgrade. The choice is yours. Keep your phone, upgrade. The choice is yours. U.S.-based customer support. You're activated in minutes with their 100% American support team. And they support what you believe in. So it's not just about better coverage. It's also about supporting the causes that matter to you. Every dollar you spend, actually, and I've watched this in person, funds the defense of your First and Second Amendments, sanctity of life, the needs of veterans and first responders. So visit PatriotMobile.com/Dana or call 972-PATRIOT. Get a free month of service using promo code Dana. Make the switch and defend freedom with every call and text. That's PatriotMobile.com/Dana, 972-PATRIOT, promo code Dana.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so first up, this is actually something that's smart. Thomas Massie is proposing to require disclosure by political candidates if they are dual citizens. He says he doesn't think dual citizens should serve in Congress. I actually agree. I don't think that you should have dual citizenship if you're serving in elected office. I completely agree with that. I think that's going to get a lot of support, but whether it goes anywhere because you only have, like, you know, barely a majority in the House, we'll see. What in the world is this? Okay, so this story, I don't want to read the headline the way it is. In Portland, Oregon, a neighborhood is wondering who is putting gallons of urine in their recycling bin and why. It apparently started in September when one of the neighbors noted that their recycling bin wasn't collected. And he said he went to open the blue bin and there were a deposit of gallon-sized bottles of urine, six of them. The recycling hauler wouldn't take it because it's considered a biohazard. If it was in the garbage bin, it would have been collected. But apparently, someone who's doing it keeps putting bottles of, I mean, I would think it's pretty easy to find out. Put a damn camera on it. They said that when this neighbor stopped putting his bins out, the guy would move and put them in another neighbor's, you know, trash cans. So they're still trying to find out why. They've shared the ordeal on their little camera app and all this stuff in their community. Apparently, people got an image of the guy's car and they're trying to run the car down, but that's it. They still don't know who this guy is. That's insane. I mean, gallon bottles that this dude's filling. That's, I don't know. A cattle truck hauling over 100 cows overturned on a Northwest Indiana interstate ramp. Two cows were killed. That's so sad. Those are my sweet little hamburgers. Oh, my goodness. My little fillets. Oh, no. All the other ones are okay, and they were able to get them off the road to a pasture safely. A plumber turns to reclog a pipe after the restaurant wouldn't pay the bill. Good on him. Yeah, your time and talent matter. It was the Thai Bistro and Bar. It was a grease trap that overflowed, and they went back. They didn't want to pay the $390, so the plumber went back and reclogged it. No joke. Stick with us. Stephen Yates next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Make some common sense of the crazy headlines with the Dana Show podcast. Your on-the-go guide for getting up to speed on today's most important stories. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or your favorite podcast platform.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the bottom of the second hour. And as always, you can obviously listen across the country. Channel 347 DirecTV, too. Simulcast. X... Rumbles, where the chat is, we're everywhere. We were talking about the, I'm trying to figure out the best way to use it as a verb, the trumping of Marine Le Pen.
That's right.
And yeah, that works. Yeah, I think that works. In France. And there, I'm not even going to, I've already stopped trying to understand the French appeals process because that's one of the craziest things that I've ever, I actually still don't understand it. Bottom line, from everything that yours truly has seen, It looks as dumb as the New York attempt or what they were trying to do to Trump in New York. And for this and a million other things, because the weekend never sleeps, our very good friend, Stephen Yates at Yates Comms. He's a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation. He worked in not one, but two presidential administrations. He is an expert on all things China, the best one in the biz and really everywhere. He knows all the things. He's literally a magic eight ball. He really is. He just, I don't recommend that you shake him, but he'll just tell you things. He joins us now. Good to see you, my friend. I like to think I'm fairly intelligent and I'm reading, you know, this, what they were trying to get Marine Le Pen on. And honestly, Stephen, it made me think of that New York case where they took this expired, maybe misdemeanor. I really don't even think it was a misdemeanor then. And they tried to elevate it to a felony by tacking it on to some mystery other crime that they instructed the jury to not ever really think about. This seems to be as goofy. They just don't want Marine Le Pen to win. She was poised to win in 27. They're trying to fight back the conservative takeover of parliament in France, and they think this is the way to do it. Is that pretty much your summation, too?
It is 100%. And the comparison is very much on the mark. This is the equivalent of an accounting dispute. There was legal campaign finances that were allocated to Le Pen and her party. In Europe, there's this oddity of the European Union plus their national campaign. And so it's a matter of funds that came in for one account, moving over to another account. This is something that happens with any kind of state campaign in the United States where you have kind of a federal account and a state account. And you rely on an accountant and an executive director and other people to get that right. But the last person that really knows what's going on in these accounts and is responsible for moving things around is the elected chairman or the candidate of the campaign. They might have someone acting on their behalf, but it's a 0% chance that Le Pen herself was responsible for this accounting dispute. That's the way I would put it. And that's exactly what happened with New York. There was an accounting dispute that got magnified and overcharged. And it was all for a political effect to go after a political enemy. That's 100% what's going on here. You can't see it in another context. And unfortunately, it's happening in a few other countries, including Brazil and some others in Europe.
It's weird to me that when I was looking at the penalty of this, so there's a bunch of things that there were things that they were going to punish her with that were suspended for the duration of the appeals process. They're not applicable, and I guess until the appeals process is over and she loses that, except for the ban on her running for office. She can keep her parliamentary seat, though, which is weird. But she just can't run in 2027. That doesn't, none of this makes sense.
Yeah, that doesn't pass the skunk meter even a little bit, because that is literally the only thing they were really going for. They're just trying to keep her out of the race, off the ballot, tarnish her campaign and candidacy. And really, you know, this is just so far afield from innocent until proven guilty. You shouldn't be disqualified from anything until something has been proven. And, you know, I'm like you. I have not gotten myself deep and dirty with the French legal process and appeals process. That is really, really kind of difficult to do. But this is just naked partisan politics. Yeah. And I think the whole world can see it. Certainly the French voter can see it. You wonder at what point there's a popular movement to protest against this kind of stuff. You got to believe that's coming soon to a theater near you.
Do you think that this is going to stick? I mean, are they, I mean, I know she's going to appeal, but I mean, what else can she do to unshackle herself from that 2027 ban?
Well, I think the only thing that could really make any difference is if there's immense public pressure, if this tarnished the reputation of France in the eyes of what it sees as its peers. But a lot of old Europe is kind of snooty about things, and they don't mind the aristocracy keeping the unwashed at bay. And I think that's kind of what they see populist movements as being. Every populist movement gets all the bad words thrown its way, all the worst intentions attributed to it. And so this is the establishment, quote unquote, good guys trying to just keep the world safe for their democracy, not the people's democracy.
A definite double standard. We pointed out earlier that Ursula von der Leyen, who's the head of the EU, apparently she's been under investigation for financial impropriety for like the past year and a half. But, you know, she's still head of the EU and there's no objections to that. But she's not Marine Le Pen. So there's different standards. You know, they got a whole different, different justice
system. Two-tier justice system everywhere.
That the French protest, it seems to me, over everything. I remember reading this story where they got really mad at speed cameras. And so apparently one evening, hundreds of them in cities all across France, they went out and just tore it up, like tore it up, bashed it with bats and left them in the middle of the road. And that's happened actually like once or twice. And I thought, if they can get that mad over cameras, surely they could. Are they going to get that mad over this? Like, what's going to happen?
Well, I think we're just going to have to see. I mean, France today is not the France of 2015 or 2005. France used to be a country that would jealously fight to the death to protect French language, culture, its unique identity, all those things. But open borders for France has really changed what the electorate is there and what the risk calculus is for going out and protesting. Are you going to go out and protest in the name of your culture and get battered down by other people and the government because they're on the side of the people beating you? It's just a different playing field than it was in the past. I think this is a real question. I mean, you look at the truckers in Canada when they were standing up for freedom, and this was something that was a grassroots movement, and the force of the government beat them down and threatened their livelihoods. And so it remains to be seen whether these postmodern left-leaning governments are willing to respect the freedoms and cultures of the people that made them great in the past.
Yeah, definitely we can tell that the European left, they do not like this conservative movement that's been exploding. And I mean, even in, I mean, France and in Italy and then Germany, just a quick question about that. Then I want to move and talk about Pacific issues. But in Germany, the AfD, the party there, they've banned police officers. People who are in, you know, policing in Germany, they can't have any association, any affiliation with AfD. They've been systemically like going after all of these, whether if they're in the government, if they find out that they have like an AfD association or appreciate. I mean, they're going after because it's a conservative party that they're accusing of, ironically, super ironically, of being fascist. I don't think that's going to defeat that in Germany. I think people are tired, brought on by that deluge of illegal immigration and crime.
It would be the equivalent of during the Obama administration if they have expelled law enforcement officers for being associated with the Tea Party. It was a movement that changed the fundamentals in American politics. I think this movement in Germany is changing some of the fundamentals of their system, but they don't have a system organized like ours. It's parliamentary, coalitions, all kinds of things that are more complicated than our system. But that AfD got a significant showing. It has momentum. And so, again, this is sort of the establishment and the state trying to stack the deck against the people. I don't like their odds in the long term, but you know, it's really, really hard for us as Americans to see how these things work out. These old systems favor aristocracies, and those aristocracies have taken hold in parties that pretend to be democracies.
That's a really good point. That's a very good point, because that also adds an extra layer, you know, of perspective on this that a lot of Americans scratch their head and they go, it should be easier than that. And it should be. But, you know, for that, that's a very good context. Talking with our good friend Stephen Yates at YatesComms on X. All right. So China and the supply chain, very interesting piece over at the Hill that gets into the international trade and the tariff fight is about more than just that. Obviously, a lot of us, you know, myself, everybody watching, listening, thinks it's a NatSec issue. The supply chain how is this going to be affected? Because we get so much from China still, even, which is unfortunate. The tariffs and the especially if China is not interested in compliance, what does that do to our supply chain? What does that do to the stuff that we are not well positioned to be self-sufficient ourselves?
Well, first and foremost, China is going to have the opportunity to maybe abide by the rules and norms that everyone else does. I don't like the odds, but they'll have a shot at doing that. And when they don't, this is going to force a lot of people in business who have made the bad bet is just going to have to bite the bullet and start changing. It's already underway in pretty significant ways, and it's not free of cost. But a lot of what's going on, from the Greenland conversation to opening up Alaskan energy and pumping it out to Japan and other parts of the Indo-Pacific region, to taking a new look at this hemisphere economically and otherwise, all these things are putting the building blocks in place so that we are able to lessen that dependency. It gives us leverage. China, again, gets to choose, but when they choose the wrong way, we have safer, better, more reliable options. Our allies are going through this same calculus too, because China hasn't exactly been a nice and reliable neighbor to Japan, Taiwan, Philippines, and others, and even parts of Europe. Not enough, but parts of Europe are sort of waking up to this. And the Great White North has been sleeping at the switch above us for a long time when it comes to China and dependencies. But I think that the genie's out of the bottle. And so I am optimistic this is going to move in the right direction. I've never seen a Treasury leadership that was more committed to righting the American fiscal ship and backing up the national security priorities of an administration. A lot of times it's been wedded to Wall Street, the long game and globalism. Finally, I think we've got a little break from that. Mm-hmm. And so let's see. But you're right about where that tension is. And everywhere from the Pentagon to the Commerce Department, to the Interior and Energy Departments, it's all hands on deck. And so we're a couple of months in. I think that we've got more progress than I would have expected.
Wow, well, that's good. That's a good look. We're starting the week out with some good news. We never thought we were going to at least get to that point. Our good friend Stephen Yates, he's so generous with us every week. We finally end on a really good note. I'm going to savor that because it's always been like, what's going to happen next? Oh. It's good to see you, my friend. At YatesComms on X, go find him. He has invaluable stuff that he shares on daily. We appreciate you. Thank you, Stephen. Good to see you.
Thank you, Dana. Take care.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast, because who says you can't make fun of people while staying informed on your own personal time? Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, if you plan to go ahead with those...
So if, in the case of Venezuela, as you know, China pulled up anchor and left. They were there, they had two ships there, and they left. They left empty. They didn't want to take a chance. No, we're not playing games.
Yeah, they left. They're not going to take a chance. So that's already going to work. He also says that the reciprocal tariffs, that they're going to be way more generous to those countries than they have been to us. So All good things. Welcome back to the program, Dana Loesch, with you. I just saw a quote where the astronauts were discussing. They had a press conference and they were discussing the long battle to get them back, get them back on Earth. And you Democrats can sit here and say that that wasn't because of politics, but I'm telling you, the more I hear these astronauts talk, it sounds like it was politics. That's actually pretty unreal. You know, Biden never had, whenever he would have all of the EVs, he had like two or three times he had an event and he had EV manufacturers come into the White House. You guys remember this? Musk was never invited. They never invited Tesla. Somebody else went back and actually responded to an old tweet that I had from a year ago. And like, remember this? Yeah, that's like brought it up in this. I'm like, that's right. They never. So that makes all the more sense that he would not know. We can't have this company with, you know, like the biggest EV seller. Can't have them at the White House. Can't have them going up and saving these astronauts. Can't have that either. That's just, what would you do if that was your family, your husband, your wife out there, your spouse, your sister, your brother, whatever, your child in space. And it was prolonged because of the idiotic previous administration and politics. Kane is made of comments right now. I can see literally the smart aleckness building up in you. Go.
If it was family, I would want to know the details of the political issue for which the delay is clearly hung on. I just want to know why there was a delay at all. Did you not want Elon to have a win during your administration? Like, how petty was it?
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly it. Gosh dang. That's just so petty. So petty. But they, you know, it was done though. And now look, you have this huge win for Tesla and SpaceX that the media wanted to ignore, which I thought was amazing to watch them all. I mean, they would be on the cover of magazines. You remember like the way that we celebrated this stuff, and now the left is so tribal. Now we have to ignore it at the expense of politics. That's so sad. That's how societies die. All right, today in stupidity is a good one.
Kane, speaking of how societies die.
Oh, boy.
This is Cynthia Erivo. This is, I guess, her political speech at whatever this damn award show was. Go ahead. Sorry, cut
23. It isn't easy.
Glad.
None of it is. Waking up and choosing to be yourself.
What?
Proclaiming a space belongs to you when you don't feel welcomed.
What?
Teaching people on a daily basis how to address you and dealing with the frustration of reteaching people a word that has been in the human vocabulary since the dawn of time.
It went on to her to describe they, them as people who are more.
She's like, I'm not included, as she's at all these award shows, walking all these red carpets. Stop pretending that you're a victim. I mean, you know, you might use they, them, but it also seems like you're trans with your victimhood. Stop. That does it for us today, folks. I'm going to be on Jesse Waters' program, Top of the Hour. Back tomorrow.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.